Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us from the Big Bad Morning Show on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Padres getting ready to face the Orioles the next couple of days. Rob Long is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. From one fan to another. Rob, good to have you on with Ben and Wentz this morning.
Hey, good to be here.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, no, we got you there, Rob. It's Monday morning. First question from me. What kind of reception will Manny Machado get when he returns to Camden Yards tomorrow? I mean, we just saw Albert Pujols basically get standing ovations every time he walked out of the dugout in St. Louis. What's it going to be like for Manny in Baltimore?
You know what? I'm not a down-the-middle person. Oh, I should say a politically correct person. So when I give you this answer, I really mean this. It could be mixed. I would love to lean it towards appreciation, but I really think it's going to be mixed. There are a lot of people here in Baltimore who hate Manny. I think it's unjustifiable. I think some of the things he's criticized for now are the things he did here in Baltimore. No one said anything, but now they wear another uniform. Baltimore fans tend to beat him up a lot. I don't get it. Manny Machado, I remember back in 2012, he came up as a shortstop, moved to third base because we had Wilson, better no Mick, at third base and Mark Reynolds at third base, and both of those guys were absolutely horrible. Manny Machado, a guy who never played third base, came up and basically saved the season and got us in the wild card. I don't get it. He's a guy that's put, he gave us his heart and soul here in Baltimore, and for some reason the fans, the half of the fan base that I feel like it's half of the fan base that's going to respond negatively to him, I think how soon they should get.
Talking to Rob Long from the Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, we've got him here now. I think the general consensus is that we are all huge fans and so happy that he decided to come here to San Diego. But in reality,
I envy.
Yeah,
I envy.
You're right. I mean, he's such a fun player to watch. It's ridiculous how in just a short time, you know, you watch him play defense, especially you shake your head every single night. You're like, my God, he's the smoothest cat out there. And I think there's been. Is there a perception in Baltimore like, well, great, he's somebody else's problem now? When he was there, he wasn't a problem for the Orioles. Everybody defended him.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, honestly, I remember the incident with Josh Donaldson. We kind of turned our head to that and shrugged it off when he was wrong. I'll be honest with you.
Sure.
I'm a defender. He was wrong, but we kind of turned our head and shrugged it off, and we moved on. But now, everything that he does is the worst. There's an article that he had out. I forget what publication did it, but he says he felt like the Orioles showed him no love. All they did for Baltimore and for the state, they showed him no love. And I'll be honest with you, one of my coaches, I kind of had Adam on air. He says, what is the state of Maryland, the OM, and this, that, and the other? I said, you know, we become such a headline society that it's ridiculous. If you read the article, he's not saying that the state of Maryland owes him anything. He said the Orioles, the context of his quote, was the fact that the Dodgers gave up a lot to him and showed him love, and the Orioles didn't. He said all that he did as a citizen here in Baltimore and for the state. He's not saying the state did him wrong. He's not saying the city did him wrong. If you read the entire article, he's saying the Orioles did him wrong. But it seems like they used that even to beat him up and saying something that he didn't say. He didn't say that. You read the whole thing and not just the headline.
Hey, Rob, you think that if Manny Machado was that bad for the Orioles once they got rid of him, well, you know, sky's the limit. Hasn't exactly been great since then. Now, we've had plenty of bad seasons here in San Diego, so, you know, I'm not here to make fun, but whoa.
Yeah, you are.
This has been
fun.
A tough one for the Orioles.
It's pretty petty of you. You're here to make fun, but that's all right. I'll take it. I'll be the butt of the show now. That's fine. It's horrible here.
Oh, I bet.
You know, the best thing about that 10-game losing streak that the Orioles had, I was on vacation most of it, didn't have to talk about it. That's the best part about that 10-game losing streak. I was at Ocean City, Maryland with the family, avoiding the sun and sand. But they are, you know, Trey Mancini, they had this big campaign getting Trey Mancini in the All-Star game. I'm thinking to myself, man, when the All-Star game is over, what do we have?
It's so good, man.
We've been there. We've been there.
It is. It's not funny, but you got to laugh, not to cry, because I also do Orioles pre- and post-game show on Magic TV for the weekend series. And so, you know, I got to cover that, too. And sometimes after the game, man, you got to find things to say that, you know, I mean, it's tough. It is.
Rob, you know, is the...
We is got the... Dwight Smith Jr. He's a good young player. Hopefully he'll continue to grow. I'm a big Renato Nunez fan. You know, if he can continue to show some power, maybe just hit 245, 250. And as much as I love Trey Mancini, if he can bring him a couple of pitches, I hope they trade him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, so the thing is, here in San Diego, we've been hearing, you know, from management and for years is, hey, listen, we got a plan. The future looks bright. Are Orioles fans thinking the same thing? Hey, listen, this is going to suck for a while, but if we can do what the Astros did, and really to some extent what the Padres have done somewhat, and what, you know, the Cubs did. Yeah, what the Cubs did. Is that, yeah. Do you guys feel like, based on what's in your system, the future is very bright in Baltimore?
It depends on who you ask. I think the fan, you know what's a great way to put this? The fan base will cheer for Manny, believes the future's bright. The fan base who boos Manny believes that the sky's falling.
Yeah.
That's my good way of saying the ones who think rational know the future's bright. The one who doesn't know they're behind from the hole in the ground believes that it's the sky's falling. That's just how it is. For those of us who follow baseball, well, no, the Orioles are not an organization that can buy a winning team. They can't do it. They are in a fight right now with the Washington Nationals over massive, for goodness sake. They can't go out and spend $200 million.
Yep.
They don't know what they're going to owe $200 million a year. So, you know, they have to do it the old-fashioned way. You know what I mean? They got to bring them up. Got to trade for some guys. They got to draft well, which I believe they did. Beyond the first round this year, I thought they drafted well. I love their first four picks. I do. And that's what they got to continue to do. If they don't do it that way, then it's doom and gloom. If they do it that way, then I think, you know, with Michael Elias and Vic Mattel, I like it, the direction they're going in. My thing is, though, I don't know how long Brandon Hyde can continue to sit in front of the media and take it. Because, you know, I literally pray for that man at night.
Straight off his vacation in Ocean City, calling into Ben and Woods. Appreciate it, Rob.
I'm at Hershey with the kids now.
Now he's in Hershey. Okay, there you go.
How much vacation do you guys get over there?
I coach girls basketball, and we had an AAU tournament up here at Hershey, Pennsylvania. That's how I missed the phone, because it was on vibe. It was on silent.
Right outside of Harrisburg. Yeah, and I know where Hershey is in Pennsylvania.
You do. There you go. That's exactly where I am right now.
Yeah, Rob.
No, he's born and raised here.
No, I'm a West Coast. I've been to we have a lot of good Little League teams, so I've had to go to Williamsport four or five times, and somehow I've driven through all backcountry Pennsylvania to get there.
And I thought I was committed. I got to go to Chicago with my team in 3 weeks. You came from West Coast to Hershey? That's more committed than I am.
He sure did.
Hey, Rob, really appreciate it. You have a good week.
You have a great one.
All right, Rob Long there at our... Rob Long there on SDCCU Fan Hotline. Again, vote SDCCU for Best Credit Union in the Utah Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. It's better, Ben.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.